my husband's salvation. Praise God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift my husband unto you, Lord. Your word says that you hold the heart of the king in your hand, and you could turn it whichever way that you want. Lord, I ask you to turn his heart towards you with repenting and with godly sorry for his sin. Lord, you says, if my spouse confess with his mouth and believe in his heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, then my husband will be saved. Lord, I pray that you turn my husband's heart from sin and turn it towards you, Lord. Lord, help him to rend his heart and not his garment. Cause him to cry loud and spare not. Lord, let his heart hunger and thirst after righteousness, and he will be fed. Let him taste and see that you are good, Lord. Help him to know that he has been bought with a price. Let him glorify God in his body and spirit, which is the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you will take every stumbling block out of his way. Help him to know that straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there is will find it. Help him to know whom the Son set free is free indeed. Lord, help him to not be ignorant of Satan's devices, because Satan only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Lord, help him to know that you came that he might have life, and life more abundantly. I confess that my husband loves you with all of his heart, all of his soul, and all of his mind. And in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for my husband's salvation. My husband's love for his wife. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I ask you to help my husband love me as Christ loved the church and gave his life for me. Lord, I pray my husband leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife. Help him, Father God. Give my husband understanding that we are no more two but are one, that what God has put together, let no man put asunder. Lord, teach my husband to have a tender heart towards me. Let him be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For your word says that anger of man worketh not the righteous of God. I pray that my husband's love towards me be renewed day by day. Lord, I thank you that you are able to keep my marriage from falling into divorce and present it faultless unto the coming of Christ. I bind the enemy, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus. I say nobody but Jesus sat on the throne of my marriage. And because Jesus sat there, we have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, no weapon of divorce, anger, strife, or hate formed against us shall prosper. If you be for us, Lord, who can be against us? Lord, I pray that my husband be quick to forgive. Lord, help him to not let the sun go down on his wrath. Help him to remember love beareth all things, believeth all things. Help him remember that love take no account of a wrong done to it, Lord, and that love never fail. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that my husband is a doer of your word and not a hearer only. Thank you, Lord, that my husband loved me and I receive the fruit of my labor in Jesus' holy name. Thank you for it, Father God. We receive it in Jesus' name. Praying over my husband's faithfulness to our marriage. Lord, your word states that Satan is a thief and the father of all lies. Father God, you are the great I am and you can do anything but fail. Lord, your word says, what God put together, let no man put asunder. Heavenly Father, I trust you with all of my heart and I lean not unto my own understanding. In all of my ways, I acknowledge you, knowing you will direct my path. I know you hate divorce, Lord, because your words say it spotteth one garment with violence. So I let the devil know that the battle is not mine, but it's the Lord. Your words say, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Lord, help my husband be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Proverbs 18, verse 22 says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and attain favor from the Lord. Lord, help my husband to know that marriage is ordained by you. Lord, help me to be a joy to my husband. Anoint our lovemaking, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over his body. Lord, I invite the Holy Spirit into our bedroom to teach us to love one another. Lord, teach me to be kind and giving to my husband. Help me not to withhold my body from him because you say my body belongs to him. Lord, help me not to open the door for the enemy to come in. Lord, let my breast be pleasing to my husband at all time. Let him be always ravished with my love. Help him to desire to drink water out of his own well only and running water out of his own cistern and not out of any other woman's well. Anoint our lovemaking, Lord, that my husband will only have desires for me. Help me, Lord, to stay attractive for my husband, Lord. Let it not only be the outward man, but let it be the meek and humble spirit, Lord. Teach me to be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven me. Lord, help my husband to love you with all of his heart, soul, and mind. Help him to cry loud and spare not for direction for our marriage. Lord, whatever woman come upon my husband to seduce and entrap him will fall Lord, no weapon formed against this marriage shall prosper. I plead the blood of Jesus over his life. I thank you, Lord, that you will help him to know that you are present help in a time of trouble. I bind every wicked and twisted spirit in the name of Jesus. I speak to every oral sex spirit, bestiality spirit, orgy, lewd spirits. I bind homosexuality spirits from my husband's mind in the name of Jesus. Every act of adultery, pornography, masturbation, unclean thinking from my husband's mind in the name of Jesus. And I bind and take authority over pornography, addictive behavior. God, I bind the strong man of sexual transmitted disease such as vaginitis, crabs, chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes, human papillomavirus, syphilis, hepatitis C. Lord, I thank you that no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of Almighty God will raise up and lift up a standard against him. Thank you for giving me power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy, and he shall no way harm me or my husband. Lord, help me to use wisdom. If my husband is committing adultery, help me to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Teach me to make right choices and right decisions. Help me to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Lord, help me to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Thank you, Lord, that I will fight the good fight of faith. Lord, I pray over my husband's clothes. I anoint his shoes with oil in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my husband, my helper. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Greater is he that is in my husband than he that is in the world. Lord, I hold fast to the confession of my faith without wavering, for I know that you are faithful who promised, Lord. I call my husband faithful in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're praying over my husband's mind. Dear Heavenly Father, your word declares, let this mind be in us that is also in you. I ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to renew my husband's mind to your word. Cause him to study to show himself approved unto you, knowing that a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, Father God. Help him to guard his heart with all diligence, knowing that out of it flows the issues of life. Lord, I thank you that he will not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of his word, that he might prove the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Thank you, Lord, my husband's mind is renewed by your word. Praise God, Father. We give you all the praise, glory, and honor. Now we're praying over my husband's peace. Lord, I thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, the God of all peace. Lord, you said let the peace of God rule in our heart, that we refuse to worry about anything. Lord, I thank you that you will help my husband cast all of his cares upon you, for you cares for him. Lord, thank you that my husband will not let his heart be troubled, agitated, or disturbed, because your word says that you will keep him in perfect peace because his mind stay upon you. I thank you, Lord, he set his affection on things above and not on things upon this earth, knowing that his life is hid in God in Christ. Father, I thank you that the peace that you leave my husband, peace you give him, not as this world giveth, give unto him, that he'll not let his heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Lord, I declare that according to Psalms 112, my husband will not be afraid. When evil tidings come his way, his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. We pray over his prayer life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I hallow your name. Lord, your word said that Luke 18:1, that man ought always to pray, not give up, cave in, or quit. Lord, I thank you that my husband hunger and thirst for you, Lord. God, as the deer panters after water brook, please let my husband's heart panters after thee, O Lord. Cause my husband to seek you morning, noon, and evening. Help him to know that they that seek you early, you will reward them openly. Help him to enter into his prayer closet and pray without ceasing. I bind laziness, slothfulness, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that my husband will humble himself in prayer. Lord, teach my husband to pray. Help him to know, Holy Spirit, that you have assigned him to be the watchman on our wall, and that when we come together and pray in agreement with God's word, then one will put 1,000 demons to flight, and two will put 10,000 demons to flight. Lord, help him to know when he call upon you in prayer, you will answer him and show him great and mighty things he do not know or understand. Help him to know, Lord, that he can come boldly to the throne of grace, that he might obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. I thank you, Lord, that what things soever my husband desire, when he pray, he believe it, Father God, and he shall receive it in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for teaching my husband to pray, Lord God, and stand on your word in Jesus' holy name today. We're praying over my husband's fears. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray over my husband, Lord, that he would not walk in fear, because you said that you did not give him the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. That he that is in fear is not made perfect in love. Lord, I thank you that the Lord is his light and salvation. Whom shall he fear? The Lord is the strength of his life. Whom shall he be afraid? When the wicked, evil-minded enemies and foes come in to eat up his flesh, they will always stumble and fail. Though a host shall encamp against him, his heart's not going to fear. Though wars shall rise against him, in these wars will he be confident. Thank you, Lord, that he will boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man can do unto me. Lord, teach my husband to know that if you be for him, who can be against him? No devil, no situation can win with you, being his refuge and his strength, and a very present help in a time of trouble. Thank you, Lord, when my husband go through the waters, you will be with him. When he go through the river, it will not overflow him. When he go through the fire, he shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame be kindled upon him. Thank you, Lord, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the mighty God shall rise up against him. Thank you, Father God, that my husband will not walk in fear, in Jesus' holy name. Praise God. We're praying over my husband, Faith. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, that your word says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders attain a good report. Father God, I ask you to help my husband to walk by faith and not by sight. Help him, Lord God, to not look at the things which he can see, for they are only temporary, and the things that are seen are everlasting. So teach him to look at the things that he can see by your word of God. Teach him to look at the word of God and not on the things that are sense, reason, knowledge, Father God. Help him to know that faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Lord, I thank you that he is an overcomer, because whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even his faith. Lord, I thank you that my husband, Faith, overcome this world. Help him to hold fast the confession of his faith without wavering, because you are faithful who promised. Help him to know, Lord, that you are not like man that you will lie, nor are you son of man that you will repent. If you said it, you will do it. And if you spoke it, you will bring it to pass. Thank you, Lord, that this battle is not his, but all he has to do is stand still and see the salvation and deliverance of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. My husband have mountain moving faith. When he speak to mountains, they have to go in Jesus' name, because my husband believe all things are possible to him. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all my husband could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Praying over my husband's joy. Lord, I thank you that you said that the joy of the Lord is our strength, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Father God, I ask you to restore the joy of my husband's salvation, that when the enemy comes in to sift him as wheat, let him remember to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that he may be called a tree of righteousness, and the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Lord, I bind the spirit of heaviness from my husband's life. Nobody but Jesus sits on the throne of his life, and because Jesus sits there, he will have righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, this joy you gave him, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Lord, I thank you that nothing will separate my husband from the love of God, not principalities, not death, not life. Nothing shall separate him from you, because greater is he who is in him than he that is in the world. Lord, thank you that the joy of the Lord is my husband's strength. I praise you for it, God, in Jesus' holy name. We're praying over our husband's confession. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that your word says, hold fast the confession of your faith without wavering, because he is faithful who promised. I ask you, Lord, to help my husband unbelief. Help him to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, putting on the whole armor of God that he will withstand the wiles and tricks of the devil. Help him to submit himself to the Lord. Resist the devil, and the devil will have to flee. Let him be not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of his mind, that he may prove the good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Lord, thank you that my husband called those things that be not as though they were. Thank you, Lord, that greater is he that is in my husband than he that is in the world. Thank you, Lord, that the word of God is a lamp to my husband's feet and a light unto his path. Give him ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the churches. Help my husband to let no corrupt communication proceed out of his mouth, but that which is good to edify him. that may minister grace to the hearer. Thank you, Lord, that my husband speak the word of God only in Jesus' holy name. We're praying over our husband's finances. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that the word of God says, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will men give unto our bosom. You also said, bring all of our tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in your house, and prove you and see that you won't pour us out a blessing we won't have room enough to receive. Lord, I thank you that my husband is faithful in paying his tithes of 10% of his earning into the kingdom of God. Lord, I thank you that my husband will not rob you and cause a curse to come upon our family. Thank you, Lord. My husband is a cheerful giver. Our bank accounts is blessed. We have plenty of more to put in store. Thank you, Lord, that we are out of debt, that we owe no man anything but to love him. I thank you, Lord, the blessing of the Lord is upon me and my spouse, and we will never be broke another day in our life. Thank you for increasing his salary. Thank you, Lord, my husband take care of his family, and he will not be worse than an infidel. Thank you, Lord, that we are out of debt, and we have plenty more to put in store. Thank you, Lord, we have given, and it shall be given to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. You will have means to give unto my husband. I thank you, Lord, for the blessing of God that maketh us rich and addeth no sorrow on him. I thank you, Lord, there is no lack because our God supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. My husband is the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. Therefore, my husband walk in the favor of God and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Thank you that he know your voice, and the voice of a stranger he will not follow. Thank you, Lord, promotion do not come from the east, the west, but promotion come from the Lord. Thank you for houses we did not build and wells we did not dig. Thank you that our bank account are overflowing today, Father God. And we got plenty more to help others with and to put in store in Jesus' holy name, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for debt cancellation. Praying over my husband's job. I thank you, Lord, that our promotion doesn't come from the east or the west, but promotion comes from the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to help my husband be diligent on his job. I ask you not to let him be slothful, Lord, and lazy, but he will work as he work unto the Lord and not unto men. I thank you, Lord, that my husband will not forget to give you praise in whatever promotion that you give him. I thank you, Lord, that he will remember that you are God and you teach him to prosper and lead us him in a way that he should go. Lord, I thank you that my husband trusts in the Lord with all of his heart and he will not lean unto his own understanding. In all of his ways, he will acknowledge you and you will direct his path, every area. I thank you, Lord, as you bless Joseph to rule over the land, so shall my husband rise to the top because he is favored of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, my husband's gift will bring him before great men. I thank you, Lord, that my husband will let his light so shine before men that they will see his good work and glorify his Father which is in heaven. Thank you for opening doors in my husband's life that no man can close and closing every door of failure and defeat. I thank you, Lord, that my husband will not be slothful in business or fervent in spirit, but he will always fear the Lord. If God be for my husband, who can be against him? Thank you, Lord, that my husband, he walks in the spirit and he shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Thank you, Lord, because my husband obey you, he will spend days in prosperity and years in pleasure. Thank you for it, Father God, in Jesus' holy name. Now we're praying over my husband to become a godly father. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus because you said you perfect the things which concerns my husband. My husband's relationship with our children is concerning me, Lord. I rebuke generational curses that have a stronghold on my husband's life, such as anger, rebellion, rejection, incest, insecurities. I bind this generational curse in the name of Jesus, who the Son set free is free indeed. I take authority over the strong man of disobedience, mistrust, abuse, and I say if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So I declare that my children are set free in Jesus' name. I say my husband, he is not conformed to this world, but he is transformed by the renewing of his mind. I say his mind is renewed by the word of God. Therefore, he loved his children, spend time with them, and teach them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, that my husband teaches children when they lie down, rise up, by exemplifying the word, by walking in the spirit of love, peace, long-suffering, forgiveness, and temperance. He writes the word on the doorposts of his heart. By confessing the word day and night to our children, he called our children blessed. He imparts the blessing of Abraham upon our children by calling those things which be not as though they were. My husband lead by example. God, our children will be great men and women of God because he trained them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And the Lord is help my husband to teach our children to pray God's word morning, noon, and night. I thank you, Lord, that my husband will not provoke our children around, but he will be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving, even as God has forgiven us. Let him be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, knowing that the anger of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Thank you, Lord, that my husband know how to raise his children. He will be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Lord, thank you that my husband will not be too busy with his job or other things that will stop him from spending good quality time with his children. But let him remember God first, his wife, our children, then the church. Because your word declares that you have called us to peace. Lord, your word states, let everything be done decent and in order. Thank you, Lord. When the enemy comes in my children's life like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up and lift up his standard against him. Thank you, Lord, that great is the peace of our children because they are taught of the Lord in Jesus' holy name. I thank you, Lord, that we win and we are winning all the time. Your word declares, James 2:19, that you believe that if we believe that there's one God, Satan believed and he trembled. Lord, I thank you that the race is not given to the swift, but they that will endure to the end, Father God. Praise God for breakthrough in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you, Father God. We give you praise and glory and honor for it, God, in Jesus' holy name. Praying over my husband's health. Lord, help our husband to know that surely you have borne their sickness and disease, and by the stripes of Jesus, they are healed. Lord, your words say that you heal us all of our diseases. So in the name of Jesus, I bind Satan as the lion, the young lion, and the dragon. Shall my husband trample on the feet. Father, I thank you that you sent your word to heal my husband. So in the name of Jesus, you said that we are the redeemed from the curse of the law. We've been bought back from sickness and disease. Lord, I declare every disease, germ, virus that touch my husband's body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and tissue of my husband's body operate like God created to operate in Jesus' name. I bind strokes, heart attack, cancer, kidney failure, high blood pressure, and colds, and respiratory diseases, colon cancer, tumors, and I declare that they cannot exist in my husband's body in Jesus' name because the word of God is rooted and grounded in his heart. I thank you, Lord, that Satan have no power over my husband's body because his body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, my husband have 20/20 vision. Thank you, Lord, my husband have perfect hearing in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of Alzheimer's disease. I come against forgiveness. Lord, because my husband have the mind of Christ, there's nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, God, because you make all things new in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over the front of his life, the front of his brain, his subdubla obligata, his brain stem, his left brain logic. And I declare in Jesus' name, he is free from stress, depression, suicidal demons, and satanic concentration in Jesus' name. My husband is free from sickness and disease in Jesus' name. He have the victory. Thank you, Lord, for healing in Jesus' name. Father, we give you all the praise and glory and honor, God, in the name of Jesus, that we believe that every prayer is answered the day that we have prayed today. Woman of God, I speak to you in the name of Jesus and declare that whom the Son set free is free indeed. I speak to your dead, dry bones to say, you speak to them and say, dry bones, live again. God loves you. You were wonderfully and fearfully made. God says that he's your husband now. I ask you to take him as your husband. I ask you to put your hand in his hand and let him lead you and instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I ask you to put on joy today. I ask you to put on love today because weeping endures for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And watch God change this relationship to his will, to his word, and into his way. And I'm not just speaking, praise God, of someone who just made a prayer tape, but I'm speaking from experience. God blessed me to stay married for 27 years. There was a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. There was adultery, but God healed it. You're standing here looking at someone who would have been married 30 years this year, October the 10th. He went home to be with the Lord. But that's okay. Praise God, he's with the Lord now. But I saw the victory. I stayed on these knees and I prayed and I watched God turn that thing around. I watched God bring that thing to perfection. I watched him in the end say, I show hate that I done this to you. I said, it's okay. I forgave you a long time ago. I say, stand, woman of God. Now, if you're being abused, I don't ask you to stay in an abusive situation. Get out of that thing and pray and ask God for direction. Pray and ask God what he will have you to do. I'm not asking you to let your body be abused, but I'm asking you to put your hand in the hand of the master. I'm asking you to look to someone that's greater than you. I'm asking you to seek him. I'm asking you to cry loud and spare not, because God is good. I'm asking you, woman of God, to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. I'm asking you to die to self today and take on the great I am. And I stand here in victory today to speak to you, because I have become a house of pain for many women for this day. Stay on your knees, sweetie. Stay on your knees. Stay on your knees and stay in the word. And God will bless you. And he's faithful who promised. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.